Some people may wonder what family conflicts at the holidays do to their blood pressure. There's new guidance as to what counts as high blood pressure, so it is important if you're measuring your blood pressure to get an accurate reading, which is surprisingly hard. NPR's Richard Harris reports that people who administer the test often do it wrong.
Pilots run through a long checklist of safety checks before they're allowed to take off, notes Dr. Paul Welton at Tulane University.
And we would be shocked if a pilot told us he knew we were in a rush and he was busy and just didn't have time to do it.
Unfortunately, he says, that's too often the case in busy medical offices when it comes to measuring blood pressure accurately. So Welton and his colleagues who developed the new blood pressure standards also included a checklist of do's and don'ts for measuring it. We ran down the rules at a medical office, appropriately enough not far from Dulles International Airport near Washington, D.C.
I'm going to bring you folks on down here to room two.
Medical assistant Emily Blair leads a client, Mary Ann Henderson, down the hall.
And before you get seated, I'm actually going to go ahead and get your weight.
I would have had a big breakfast.
With that done, Blair steers her client away from the exam table, which is on the do not list of places to have your blood pressure taken. If you are lying flat or your legs are dangling, that can foul up the reading.
And if you would like to have a seat over here in one of these chairs.
Blair asks Henderson to put her feet flat on the ground and to uncross her legs. More steps on the checklist.
So I'm just going to go ahead and get back into your chart. And we're just going to update some information.
Henderson answers the medical assistant's questions for a few minutes before the actual test begins. The blood pressure cuff goes on Henderson's arm. Bare skin is the rule. No clothing under the cuff. And the patient's arm is supposed to rest on a surface during the test. That's not so easy where Henderson's sitting at the moment.
Since I don't have the table there, I'm going to go ahead and have you rest your hand right here, if you don't mind.
Henderson's hand rests on the medical assistant's knee as she gets down to the nitty-gritty. The cuff is positioned at heart level, as the checklist specifies.
116 over 70, you're doing great.
So have you had coffee this morning?
Oh, yeah, at least 3 cups.
Oops, that's on the checklist, too. No coffee, exercise, or smoking within half an hour of a proper blood pressure test.
Uh-oh, I think I blew it for you. Well, no, actually not, because with the traffic, that was at least a half an hour, so I guess I'm within the parameter.
You were also supposed to sit quietly for 5 minutes before your blood pressure, so that checkbox wasn't quite hit on this occasion.
No, we kind of were chit-chatting, weren't we?
That quiet time is supposed to help people calm down before the test, but it seems to be one of the most challenging rules to follow. I broached that with Jessica Gandhi, a physician assistant in the office.
So I don't think I've ever been asked to sit quietly for 5 minutes before having my blood pressure taken.
Sure.
Have you?
No, unfortunately. I wish that the timeline for seeing a patient allowed a patient to sit there for 5 minutes.
Patients and doctors alike are busy, she says. The office visit also didn't include a few other items on the checklist, such as asking a patient to come in with an empty bladder or to take measurements on both arms. Those details become important when a doctor starts to suspect high blood pressure, and the purpose of an exam is to make that diagnosis. And that's where the checklist can really make a difference. Richard Harris, NPR News.